Spring is here, so let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Finally, we're in spring of 2019. Nature is blooming, and we usually feel that beautiful thrill that life, nature is renewed. So look in your Google Photos, or in your calendar, or in your gratitude journal, and pick three things, three experiences that you're grateful for in the month of March. For me, March had a lot to do with self-care, and I was generous enough with myself to give myself that experience and to give myself the time to enjoy it. Maybe for you it was something that had to do with Mother's Day. Maybe you received some beautiful gifts or some beautiful experiences or some touching letters or texts. One of the three things that I'm grateful for when it comes to the month of March was the fact that I actually got to contribute to beautiful gifts for women. My girlfriend's sister owns a flower shop, and she's very appreciated in her town. But that also means that in March, the workload is huge. So we went to help out. And even though working with flowers sounds very nice, very poetic, it's also a lot of hard work. I think I broke my record of how many kilometers I walked in those days taking flowers and flower arrangements from one place to another. But it was always very beautiful to see people's reactions and how excited they were about them. So I was grateful for being able to contribute to help her out and also to bring more beauty and smiles in this world. Another thing that I'm grateful for when it comes to the month of March is that we found some yoga classes that fit our schedules perfectly, and even more so in a really beautiful place with a great atmosphere. I didn't even know we had a place like that in my city. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the energy that spring gave us to do more things, to go outside more and to be in nature. It was really beautiful. Another amazing thing that I'm grateful for when it comes to March of 2019 is that we went to Croatia for a yoga retreat. It was something spontaneous, it wasn't cheap at all, but we decided to give ourselves exactly what we wanted. And even though there was a really interesting schedule, we gave ourselves the permission to take things slowly and to enjoy the beautiful resort where we stayed, the seaside, the little village nearby, and just do things at our own pace. I'm grateful for the experience itself, for all of the things that I've learned there, for the generosity of the organizers, and for having some great times with our friends. I hope I was able to give you some ideas on what you can write about the month of March. So take the time right now and write down those three things that you're grateful for about March.